From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Presidential super PACs have until midnight tonight to report how much money they've raised so far and where it came from. NPR's Peter Overby tells us the donor list features many millionaires and billionaires.
The real money this election isn't in the presidential campaigns themselves. It's in the supposedly independent super PACs. Republican super PACs have been first to file. Right to Rise USA, supporting Jeb Bush in the primaries, raised $103 million between January and June. 21 donors gave at least $1 million each, among them two former ambassadors appointed by President George W. Bush. A super PAC for Ted Cruz got $10 million from Houston financier Toby Neugebauer, son of a Texas congressman. And Scott Walker's super PAC got $5 million, one quarter of its total, from conservative businesswoman Diane Hendricks. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
An attorney representing Dylan Roof, the man accused of gunning down nine black parishioners inside a Charleston, South Carolina church, says his client is ready to plead guilty. But defense attorney David Bruck said he could not advise Roof to enter a guilty plea until prosecutors in the case have determined whether or not they plan to seek the death penalty. 21-year-old Dylan Roof appeared in federal court today in a gray-striped prison jumpsuit with his hands shackled to be arraigned on 33 counts, including hate crimes and weapons charges. Lower oil prices took a big bite out of ExxonMobil's profits during the second quarter. Today, the biggest U.S. oil company reported its smallest profit in 6 years. Analysts say it's the result of an oil glut and soft demand. NPR's John Itzty has the story.
The continuing slump in oil prices caused Exxon's exploration and production profits to plunge. However, those same low oil prices boosted profits in the company's refining and chemical business. Combined, Exxon's second quarter profits still totaled nearly $4.2 billion, but that's half what it was a year ago. Chevron, the second largest U.S. oil firm, saw its profit dive to the lowest level since 2002. Oil prices recovered a bit during the spring, but recently took another tumble, pushing U.S. crude below $47 a barrel. That's less than half the price it was just a year ago. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers were a bit less upbeat this month based on the University of Michigan's monthly Consumer Optimism Index, the Michigan Index of Consumer Sentiment, dropping 3 points from the previous month showing. Richard Curtin, the chief economist for the survey, blames the drop in consumer optimism on relatively weak economic growth. The government this week reported the economy grew in the second quarter, but at a relatively anemic 2.3% annual rate. Stocks bounced around between gains and losses during the final trading session of the week before closing mostly on the downside. The Dow was down 55 points to 17,690. The Nasdaq closed down half a point today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A grim milestone for the city of Baltimore, which 3 months after rioting broke out there following the death of a black man taken into police custody, now had its most violent month on record. Authorities there say there have been 45 homicides in the city in the month of July, the most in a single month in more than four decades. So far this year, police say there have been 189 homicides in the city, far outpacing last year. The killings in Baltimore this month are the most on record there since 1972. In Syria, a monitoring group says airstrikes have targeted an al-Qaeda affiliate following the abduction of several moderate rebel forces. NPR's Alice Fordham reports on the action.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes apparently by the U.S.-led coalition struck the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra, last night near the city of Aleppo. The strikes came after Nusra attacked a base of rebel fighters called Division 30, killing five of them, according to a statement by the rebels. The coalition has not yet commented on the strikes. That Division 30, a rebel group believed to be covertly backed by the United States, also said earlier in the week its commander and several of its men were kidnapped by Nusra. The Pentagon didn't comment on whether Division 30 was part of a program to support moderate rebels, but a spokesperson told reporters no one from a small group of U.S.-backed anti-ISIS fighters had been detained. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
Zimbabwe apparently plans to seek extradition for the American dentist accused of hunting and killing a protected lion. Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer is alleged to have paid $50,000 to hunt the lion, which was apparently lured out of a protected national park and then shot and killed. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.